Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
After you subscribe and go check out the website and all of that, make sure you go to patreon.com/deadinhiphop. Make sure you check us out there, because if you already love the channel, you just get more exclusive stuff there, man. You get reviews early, behind the scenes stuff.
Deleted scenes of the Kendrick, I just posted that.
Look at that. See, y'all getting insight from the man behind us. Y'all getting deleted scenes from the Kendrick Untitled Unmastered. That's not gonna come onto the YouTube. So you better go get that dollar and get your exclusivity out right now, man. Dead in Hip Hop album review, Flatbush Zombies 3001, A Laced Odyssey. Before we get into the review, make sure you go to deadinhiphop.com. While you're there, go click on the merch page, man. We got an online shop. We have exclusive brand new 5-year anniversary t-shirts. We have the original design. And all of you guys that want to get your own stuff, you can customize your stuff. Look at B. B did. B got his own black on black joint right there. Make sure that you go check out BZ430 and Mike C Town. They channels on YouTube, man. They got YouTube channels, bro. Album reviews, B's breaking down how he makes beats, sampling, all that good stuff. Cause you know he make the beats, man. Back to the Dead in Hip Hop review, Flatbush Zombies 3001, Laced Odyssey. And if you want to support Flatbush Zombies, make sure that you click the iTunes link in the description below. This is our second project of Flatbush Zombies that we are reviewing. To be 1,000% honest, I don't remember the last project like that.
Neither do I. Don't feel bad. I don't either. I didn't go back on this.
Yeah, but I tell you this, I do remember Michi Darko's voice. I do remember that. Definitely remember that. It's hard to miss. But that's not taken away from the other two cats, Zombie Juice and Eric Ark Elliott. I think that Flatbush Zombies, man, they're a very, very dope group. And I feel bad for not remembering the last project, because I remember I liked it. I wasn't over the top. I'm not necessarily over the top with this project, but this is definitely more memorable than that last one.
How do you know that, though?
Huh?
How do you know? How do you know that?
I know that because this has a lot of replay value for me. So,
oh, okay.
So just
the
based
last
on
one was what, about 2 years ago?
Yeah, and
I think so.
Like,
yeah,
I think better.
And I just know at that time, like, that one didn't have replay value for me. Like, I kind of liked them, but it was kind of like, okay, cool. Starting off with Michi Darko. With his voice, man, like on tracks like Ascension, the intro, also Trade Off, he's so commanding. But it almost sounds like a gimmick, but once you actually listen to him, you know that it's not. It's really who he is, because he's able to take multiple pitches of that dark voice, that sinister voice that he's able to create, lighten it up, speed up his flow, slow it down, or whatever. So I really like how he's able to play with his voice. The other two cats, man, they just strictly, to me, they're rhymes and flows. And I like that off of this production. All of the tracks pretty much like after Ascension, Smoke Break, Trade Off, Good Grief. Man, like, I have a soundbar in the crib, and I have to put like the subwoofer on zero. Cause this shit hits. And even on zero, I can't even turn it up. Like, this project here hits. These beats are the type of beats I like. These are the bump in the whip beats that I be talking about. Now, there's a reason why I wear this hat. And it's because of this damn review. Cause anything after Ascension is pretty much these motherfuckers are on they, yo, I'm rolling some blunts, getting blazed in a motherfucker type chills type shit. And I'm cool with that too. Yo, roll your green, get blazed out your mind, and listen to this shit. Because A Laced Odyssey, that's what they're coming with you with. And I'm cool with it. Like, this right here did not blow me away with, like, oh, like, these lines. And nah, their music for me is something that I can just listen to kind of in the background. And I don't want that to come off negative. Like, oh, you know, you don't want to pay attention to. Nah, I pay attention to them. But this is more type of chill type vibe music for me. And I fuck with it because the beats are dope. They also have a couple of things that they're talking about, like RIP CD. I thought it was very interesting for me because I'm like the digital guy of the group. I don't, you know, all that physical shit. I don't need all them damn CDs and vinyls and all of that. Got all my shit right here. This is all I need.
Shots fired.
I got a bulletproof vest, bitch.
I think if you look at the album title, it kind of, you know, hints that this is what we're gonna rap about, which is kind of what they do anyway. But I think that they do it in an interesting way. When you take all three rappers, their approach to rapping, I think is different from each one. Obviously, Michi Darko with his voice is standout because of that. But Samba Juice, I think his voice is also unique. Like, they have a contrasting, you know, style to him. His is kind of like nasally, high pitch. The opening track, the way this thing opened up, this is how you open up a fucking track, man. I love the first track on here, and it really kind of set the tone for me for the whole album. Then it didn't let you off the hook. And by the time they got to RIP CD, I love the drums on that one, and it kind of kept that momentum going. Like you said, right around towards the middle, they kind of switched it up a little bit. And it went kind of the whole LSD type approach to it. But I think what made that interesting is that they kind of broke it up a little bit. So it even though it still had like the same kind of dark, mellow sound, they kind of went to some singing, went to a little bit more melodies. So all of a sudden you're not kind of complacent as a listener. But, you know, I think the thing is, what the other thing I took from this is that they talked about their independence. I don't know what was going on for the last couple of years, but there was some talk about them being independent artists and, you know, that come up in that struggle in addition to all of the rap and the LSD stuff. So you didn't get the samey type content, which was cool. There was a mention to Trayvon Martin, which I thought was cool. So there was a little bit of a slight nod to that. But I would like to hear them do more of that stuff. Just to kind of like the RIP CD, their approach to that. It's like them putting their stake in the ground like, yo, like, we're 20 something year old, we didn't grow up having to carry a fucking CD case. Like, yo, like you said, get that shit out of here. You know, so it was like, yo, we putting our stake in the ground. This is it. RIP, get that shit out of here. So I like that they're claiming that. But overall, I did like this. Like, I really enjoyed this. And I think going back to like how they broke it up with kind of the melodies and that part, it kind of had a Bone Thugs type feeling, mm-hmm. and some of their flows kind of gave me that too. And I think when I'm listening to the
Good Grief, I think.
Yeah. And in spots here and there. But when I was listening to this, and it does sound great in the car, by the way, in that open space, you let the windows down, you drive it at night, sounds really good.
Yeah, I think the last project, the mixtape for me, was a little more memorable. I remember really liking that album a lot when we reviewed it. And with this one, I feel like, kind of to your point, yeah, Michi was the standout guy, but I felt with Better Off Dead, a lot of them stood out. Like, you know, Eric stood out, he had verses, Zombie Juice, he stood out, but like, I felt like Michi was like the main guy who kind of carried this album for the most of the part. He kept my attention the most. And, you know, as a group, you know, if I'm paying attention to one person all the time, you know, I want to be amazed by everyone, you know, everyone else. So I feel like they kind of took a step back. I kind of felt, as much as I love Eric's production, I kind of felt he took a step back a little bit on the production side as well, compared to, you know, Better Off Dead. To me, the first track was cool, but what really got my attention was RIP CD. Like, I think that's the one that I was like, okay, I'm here. Like, I'm listening. And then, you know, it went off to the Spike Lee joint, which was, I'm glad he kind of used subtle drums on that. I think that was a perfect sample for him to use on that one. This Is It, that's another one of my favorite. How they was both, like, how they was rhyming off the hi-hat like that on that beat, that was another one of my favorite tracks on here that I was like, okay, that was cool. But yeah, for the most part, I thought the subject matter was like, most part was too samey, where in Better Off Dead, you know, they kind of gave you a different subject matter, which kind of kept my attention, which is why I like that one better. But yeah, I just felt like with this one, the production, and I just think as a whole, MC-wise, I think they kind of scaled back a little bit. I don't know. It just, something about it, it just didn't really, like when I got finished listening to this, I was just like, okay. But when I remember when we was reviewing Better Off Dead, I was like, man, I really like this shit because it was so different. Mm-hmm. Like, it just brought something so different to the table with that one. And I was just like, man, this. I guess because it was new. I guess it was just so new for me. So listen to this again, I'm just like, they kind of, I feel like they just kind of scaled back a little bit.
I think with the first one, I think they all were just kind of similar to me. So I think, to your point, maybe on this one,
they kind of,
Michi probably just took it up a notch. And maybe that's why, because that, when I'm listening to it, Michi is that guy that I'm listening to, and I'm waiting for him to rap.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I think for me on this one with Michi, and you're 100% right. I think he definitely does stand out, but he does a lot to stand out. Right? It's not just him like. You know, whatever, I'm going to just go split this and
then... He's saying clever lines. He's saying funny.
He is.
Stuff.
He does a lot to capture that attention. It's not just like Mike G from, from Our Future.
Yeah.
Like, he is dope because he captures my attention, but he's very somber, very monochromatic, but it's just how he is. But what Michi does, he does a lot of extra to get your attention, too. I think the rapping is... He does that well. No complaints there. But he does a lot of extraness just to get your attention. So I'm not gonna hold that against the other two, because like you, I feel like the other two definitely held their own. I don't think that they grabbed me like Michi did, but I also don't think it was just Michi's rhymes. It was how he was saying it.
Yeah.
Like there was one song, I can't remember, but it was like itty-itty. Like his voice was high pitched and then he got low and slow, and then he sped it up. Like, that's doing a lot.
I'm kind of with Ralph on the standpoint of, I don't remember the other album, but I'm with B in that I remember liking it a lot. For some reason, I just don't remember going back to it ever.
Mm.
I don't know why. Maybe something else came out at the same time, and I think Run the Jewels came out that same year.
So
maybe that just occupied my stereo. This is a good album. Good beats, good rhymes. Immediately when I listened to it, the first thing I thought was fucking Gravediggers, because that was like my favorite group in the 90s. And this, and it's almost like they, not that they're biting, but it's almost like they went by that formula, at least for the first half of this. Six Feet Deep, when I was in high school, that was my favorite album. And listening to this, that's the first thing I thought, because it's like you had the kind of weird left field rhymer, then you had that middle ground dude who was kind of RZA, I guess, but then you had that one guy that's just completely way the fuck over here, that's just going way too hard to make himself sound different than the other guys. Listening to the first couple tracks, I was like, okay, this is cool. The album didn't really grab my attention hard until R&P CD, and I think I took a different idea from that song than you guys did. I didn't think they were saying, oh, get CDs out of here, this is bullshit. Because if you listen to the hook, he says, RIP to the CD, can't even play my hits. New computer shit, got no means to play the shit. It sounds like he's saying that he's reminiscing about that era. And it sounds like when I listen to it and I look at the lyrics, I mean, I could be wrong, but it sounds like he's saying, like, I miss those days. And I wish it was still like that.
That seemed like
that's what I took from it.
That seemed like that would make more sense to me.
But, either way, that song was really dope. And after listening to the entire album, that's when I kind of realized that that was the only song on this whole thing that had any semblance of like a traditional hook. And I think that might be a detriment to this album. Rapping gets old after a couple tracks. Because it's like, I don't need the entire thing to be subject matter based. But it's like when you have 12 tracks and all you're doing is just, you know, rhyming. It's like, I don't want to listen to 12 tracks of freestyle.
Like. Or with the hook that sounds like you're rhyming. Because they had a lot of those. They had a lot of their hooks that sounded like it was a verse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there's nothing to break it up. It's just all rhyming. And sometimes that's cool, but I feel like I would have to be in a serious mood to listen to this. Like, this isn't something I would just put on just because I feel like listening to hip-hop that day. What I did think was kind of interesting was it definitely took a turn halfway through the album. I guess maybe it was Ascension where it changed, but it's like it went from hard to soft with no real lead-in. So the first, at least most of the songs in the first half, reminded me of Gravediggers, like hard, like seriously reminded me of Gravediggers. Then after that, it was just like, okay, this all sounds like ASAP Rocky. Spike Lee joint and Trade Off. While those were good songs, they literally sounded like they were taken off an ASAP Rocky album. Like, I listened to that, and then one of them, I can't remember which one, but one of them is like, they even had ASAP Rocky flows on it. And I was like, Was it Trade Off? Okay. I mean, I like the songs, but it was just like, this sounds like an ASAP Rocky song. But overall, like I said, this is a good project, but it's not something that I feel like I would just throw on because I feel like being in the mood to listen to hip hop, it's like I need to want to listen to some shit that I'm not really gonna pay attention to, because when you have this much stream of consciousness rap, it makes it hard to pick out like strong lines. Like pretty much any project that we review, there's always at least two or three lines that are stuck in my head that I cannot get out until after we're done with the review. There's no lines from this album. That's not even to say that they're whack rappers. They're not whack rappers. It's just, they don't say anything that really sticks with me. They don't say anything where I'm like, damn, that was a hard bar. Nothing. The only thing that sticks with me is that hook from that one song, and that's because it's the only real hook on the whole album. I don't know if this has staying power for me. I don't know if I'll go back to this in 3 months. It might be just like the first mixtape where it's like, I enjoyed it, but I'ma forget about it very quickly. As far as Michi Darko, while I like him, it's almost like after a while it gets gimmicky and I stop liking it. Because it's cool, but it's like, it's almost like, damn, you're trying a little bit too hard.
Is he trying to stand out?
Yeah, it seems like it, because that's not the only flow he does. And that's not the only voice he uses. So, like, sometimes he'll have, like, that really gruff voice, the Cookie Monster shit. And then he'll kind of switch it up to, like, a middle ground kind of rapping. So it's almost like, and I don't know the guy, but it's almost like he's trying to be like, well, this is my voice, and this is me, and I'm standing out. But it's like, after a while of hearing that, it just starts to get a little bit annoying.
It was, I felt the same way eventually.
Yeah, because it's like, okay.
So you listen to this one?
I did listen to this one.
But I disagree with y'all too, where to me, for me, it didn't become become a negative as I kept listening to it. I actually
liked
enjoyed
it more, and as he,
I enjoyed the fact that
it started tapering off for me, like, okay. Because it's like, it was starting to become expected. It's like, okay, he know he's coming, and then boom, he comes with it.
Flatbush Zombies, if you're watching, I definitely fuck with this project. Even on the last one, like in this one too, like y'all have a great ear for beats. Eric Ark Elliott, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you on the production. Shout out to y'all for doing something different. This definitely bumps in the whip, man. So I'll fuck with y'all.
I definitely like and enjoy this album. You know, what Raph said is on point. The way you guys rhyme on these beats and the beats that you pick definitely works for you guys. What I would like to hear different subject matter, not to the point where you're forcing it, because then you could probably get a little bit outside of your element. But I think listening to what you're saying and some of the things that you touched on, I think you guys are talented enough to be able to do that and pull it off.
As a fan of someone who liked your last project, I can honestly say I'm personally a little disappointed in this album. Not saying like it's just whack or anything, it's just, I think kind of like with, again, all y'all say, it doesn't have like that staying power. I don't have really no, like, it has really low replay value for me. It's like, if I want to listen to Flatbush Zombies, I'll just listen to Better Off Dead. It's like I said, I only got like maybe three or four tracks out of this album. I mean, I'm still, check out whatever you guys release in the future, but just with this 3001 album, it's just kind of like, okay.
I enjoyed this project. I like that these guys are doing something different. They do not sound like your typical New York rappers. They don't sound like, really, they don't sound like anybody. The only group I could think of, like I said, was like a nice mixture of Gravediggaz and ASAP Rocky. And the good thing about you guys is neither one of those sounds forced. Like, you guys sound natural doing both of those styles. So that's really a good thing. Like Ken, I would like to see you guys switch up your subject matter just a little bit. You know, the stream of consciousness thing is cool, but I think the difference is for people like me who don't smoke a lot of weed or don't drop a lot of E or Molly, whatever the fuck these kids do these days. I just drink, so this is not some shit that I can put on drinking some whiskey. You know, but if I was smoking some weed and I was high, I can understand, because that stream of consciousness rap kind of appeals more to those type of people. But all that to say, I enjoyed this project, and hopefully I will come back to this in 3 months, and maybe I'll like it even more. But this definitely makes me a little bit more interested to hear what they're doing next. Obviously more than the mixtape did, so there's that. So yeah, I can't say anything else. Just keep doing what you guys are doing. And yeah, that's it.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.